USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a 14-hour impeachment inquiry hearing that went into late last night, the House Judiciary Committee has now taken action.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
The Democratic-led committee approving two articles of impeachment against President Trump a short time ago, one accusing him of abusing power, the other of obstructing Congress. Those articles are now being referred to the full House, which is expected to debate and then vote on them next week. Police are investigating a shooting of an employee at a food service factory in Georgia. Reports are the gunman just entered the Dart Container Corporation this morning and shot one worker, and the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office says they're still looking for that suspect. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A bill aimed at lowering prescription drug prices is now headed to the U.S. Senate. It passed the House yesterday. The vote on the measure, named for the late Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, was 230 to 192. Republicans calling the legislation flawed. It is unlikely the Republican-led Senate will embrace the bill either. The latest on a still mysterious condition caused by vaping.
The CDC in Atlanta says four more people have passed away from that mysterious respiratory illness tied to vaping. 52 people have died so far in 26 states and the District of Columbia. About 2,400 people across the country getting sick and having to be treated at the hospital.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party big winners in Thursday's parliamentary elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Former Republican Governor Matt Bevin of Kentucky reportedly issued pardons to some very violent criminals just before leaving office. Bevin was defeated in November by Democrat Andy Beshear. Shortly before leaving, Bevin issued hundreds of pardons, including one to a man who had beheaded a woman who had thrown her newborn in the trash, and a man who had killed his parents. Bevin told the Washington Post he's a big believer in second chances. Popular Science is out with its 2019 Best of What's New award winners, featuring 100 products and technologies that represent the most significant advancements in their categories. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Corinne Iozio, who is the executive editor of Popular Science, tells us the awards, now in its 32nd year, celebrate the items that make our lives simpler, smarter, and better, like the Impossible Burger.
What's essentially a grain or plant-based burger that acts exactly or very, very close to what you would expect from a normal beef-based burger.
The Impossible Burger 2.0 is only one on the list that was compiled by Popular Science.
Even when you cut it, it bleeds because the company has been able to replicate a version of the same molecule that gives red meat its color.
I'm John Clemens.
Find us on the internet at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.